Now, I would like to introduce one more complication in this very simple description that I have given. And that is the concept of individuality. You will remember that earlier we had said that the purpose of this game that we call the present world is to manifest the totality in the embodied individual. This was the general formula we had given. The true individual, we had said, is the Jivatman. And we had defined Jivatman as the centration of the universal and transcendent divine in a manifold movement of universe. This is the definition that we have given of the Jivatman. So the idea is that this centration should become embodied, and in that embodied condition the transcendental and universal consciousness must fully manifest with a specificity which that specific individual is designed to express. And until that happens in the embodied condition, we are obliged to return to this physical world. This is the law of necessity, you might say. Why is it that we are obliged to come back to this earth? Supposing we come out of this body, we go to the plane of the life, plane of the mind, plane of the psychic. Why don't you remain there all the time? What is the necessity? Why are we obliged to come back? The necessity arises out of this fact that the purpose for which we have agreed to play this role is to reach a point where in the embodied condition the totality must be manifested specifically, individually. And since this cannot happen in one birth or in many births, it is imposed upon us that you have to come back again and again and again. Or you might say that you have taken a decision to do so, along with God Himself. We have agreed with God that we want to participate in this game. So it is by self-choice that we come back upon the earth, so that particular aim is fulfilled. So the important point that is that of individuality. In the individuality, the totality must become manifest. So in every evolutionary process here, the constant pressure is to develop individuality capable of manifesting totality. This is, you might say, the central drive of our life. Whether we are aware of it or not, whatever we are doing ultimately in our life, is to sharpen our individuality to such an extent that the totality can manifest specifically through our individuality. And all that we are doing on this earth is a kind of a work of smithy. We are like blacksmiths or goldsmiths, you might say. Our soul is very much compared with a goldsmith. The Jivatman, when it is embodied, it is embodied by its delegate called the soul. And it is the soul which is the goldsmith, which goes on shaping individuality of the body, of the life, of the mind, of itself. So a most important activity that is going on in our life is the formation of individuality. This formation is basically the task of Agni, of fire. All formation, even in the physical world, if you want to form something, weld something, you need fire elements. Without fire you can't weld. You can't make a form stable without welding and without fire element. Same thing is true also of the subtle planes. It is the fire element which welds, which which gives formations. And the soul is really the Agni element, as we have seen earlier. Now this individuality is to be distinguished from ego formation. Because ego formation is also a kind of individuality. And most of us mistake our ego formation as the real individuality. So we have to be very clear about this distinction. Ego formation is the formation of individuality up to a certain point of development. But when we examine the ego consciousness, we find that ego consciousness has no substance behind it. Now this requires a little further explanation. What does this mean? In ego consciousness, if you examine ego consciousness, you will find there are three elements in it. There is a sense of I-ness. Secondly, this I-ness is concentrated upon a small formation, a finite formation. And thirdly, it believes that it is independent of all the rest of the whole world. Now, with regard to these three things, you will find that I-ness is a verifiable experience. We all feel I-ness. You don't need to prove it. We also find that it is always centered on a formation, small formation, a finite formation. It says, I am this much, you are different from me, so I distinguish myself from all the rest. So it is centered on a finite formation. But thirdly, its belief that it is independent of all the rest, it believes it, but it is never so. There is nothing corresponding to this independence. The egoistic consciousness believes itself to be independent of all the rest, but in the scheme of the world, it is, when you examine more objectively, you find that it is never independent of all the rest. It is constantly dependent upon all the rest. It is, you might say, a puppet in the hands of the universal dancer. The whole universe is a dancing girl, as it were. And it is that which is dancing, and this ego is simply a fingertip of the dancer. Now, how can that fingertip be independent of the universal dancer? Now, if the fingertip believes it is independent of all the rest, it means there is nothing, no substance in it. It's a false belief. Nothing corresponding to it. It's simply a sense, it's a belief, but nothing corresponding to that belief. That is why it is said that egoistic consciousness is unreal in itself. There is nothing corresponding to it. It is a sense, but corresponding to the sense, there is no reality. There is no real entity independent of all the rest. But because of this wrong belief, there is a striving in it to maintain its independence. There is no independence. But wherever it feels its independence is as it were attacked, it creates a shield around itself. And constantly struggles to keep itself in a make-belief. Now, in contrast to the ego consciousness, the soul consciousness is quite different. That is why we must make a distinction between ego and the soul. And the individuality that has to be developed, and that is intended to be developed, is not the egoistic individuality, but the soul individuality. What is intended to be brought out is the soul individuality, Now, what is the meaning of soul individuality? First of all, in regard to the composition of the soul itself, there is a speciality which must be understood. The composition of egoistic consciousness always consists of the physical, vital, and mental energy. The formation on which the egoistic consciousness concentrates all the time and revolves round that formation over which the ego sense is concentrated consists always of the physical, vital and mental energies. So there is, you might say, formation of physical, vital, mental energies over which a sense, I am, this sense is constantly vibrating. And this I am is a sense also consisting of mental energy. So you might say, mental energy, vibrating over mental energy, with a specific color of it, which says, I am, I am, I am, I am, which is constantly held by memory.